Part 4. Lecture Listening. Directions. In this section, you will hear two lectures. At the end of each lecture, you will hear five questions. Both the lectures and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear each question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Lecture 1. There have always been people who have believed that lifelong learning is a worthwhile process. Increasingly, scientific research is proving them correct and technology is making it easier. Adults can now take online college classes for the rest of their lives. Even better, this process makes the neighboring areas of the brain more resilient as well. This means that learning can make what you already know stronger too. So without further ado, here are 8 more reasons why you should always keep learning. 1. Fight boredom. Most people feel bored when they aren't challenged, and boredom is the number one cause of bad decisions. If you're constantly learning new things, you'll be less prone to disinterest. And in today's world, there are plenty of opportunities to enrich yourself. 2. Keep your brain healthy. A 2010 study out of the University of California at Irvine reveals that learning keeps your brain functioning at a high level. Just like you need to exercise your body's muscles and cardiovascular system, you need to exercise your brain to keep it in tip-top shape. 3. Model positive behavior for your kids. If you expect your children to focus in school and take the time to learn their lessons, you should exhibit the same commitment to self-improvement in your daily life. 4. Fight Alzheimer's disease. According to Science Daily, continued learning can slow the physical process of Alzheimer's disease. You'll be healthier longer. 5. Keep in touch with the world. If you don't know the latest fashion, comedy, and news trends, you'll sound outdated and out of touch. By trying new things and learning new ideas, you'll better be able to relate to those around you. 6. Find and increase your pleasure. Learning isn't necessarily a chore. If you're interested in a hobby such as cooking, learning new recipes and cooking processes can be enjoyable. It can make you appreciate your hobby even more. 7. Look at the world with fresh eyes. Scientists believe that much of what is called creativity is simply the ability to apply skills learned in one setting to problems in another setting. If you're not always learning, this means that when you face a familiar problem, you may be able to come at it with an unorthodox solution based on your new knowledge. 8. Keep abreast of technology. Computers become obsolete within a few years. If you're not constantly learning new things about technology, you're falling behind, which means you'll miss out on social, business, and technological opportunities simply because you didn't keep up. There are plenty of fabulous reasons to keep learning new things. Regardless of what they are, forming new connections in your brain doesn't have to be difficult, though it would certainly be a good idea to make sure it was some of the time. Now it's time to go out there and just do it. Questions 23. Which of the following doesn't serve the point that lifelong learning is a worthwhile process? 24. What does a 2010 study out of the University of California reveal? 25. How do you understand what is called creativity mentioned in the lecture? 26. According to the lecture, to avoid falling behind, what should you do?